HarperCollins presents The Island by C.L. Taylor. Read by Olivia Dowd, Sam Newton, and Sarah Ovens.
Prologue. She's dead. She said she'd never leave me, but she did. She said she'd never love anyone as much as she loved me. She said I was her everything. She said a lot of things, and none of them were true. She's dead, and she's a liar.
Chapter 1. Jessie. Life would be so much easier if I were a psychopath. I'd be charming, manipulative, and a pathological liar. I also wouldn't be wondering what Danny, Honor, Jeffers, Meg, and Milo are talking about on the other side of the pool, their faces cast in shadow, the tie night sky a black blanket above them. And I definitely wouldn't be convincing myself that they're talking about me. Even if they were, I wouldn't care. But the biggest advantage of being a psychopath, by a mile, would be lack of empathy. Life doesn't hurt as much if you stop caring. Who's up for a swim? Honor, who's been intertwined with Danny on a sun lounger for the last hour, wriggles out of his grasp and stands up. She slips off her flip-flops, strips off her t-shirt, and wriggles out of her shorts. It's dark, and the surface of the pool is still and calm, striped with the reflected glow of the hotel and dotted with candlelight. Honor dives in, barely making a splash. She pulls her arms through the water, blonde hair streaming behind her. Seconds later, Danny's in too. He tries to grab Honor around the waist, but she slips away like a fish and swims almost a whole length underwater. Meg! Honor's voice echoes off the walls of the hotel complex as she breaks through the water, just a few feet away from me. It's after 11, and an older couple to my right, talking quietly on their sun loungers, sigh loudly.
Milo! Jeffers! You coming in? We could play water polo.
She glances at me, and the expression on her face changes. Uncertainty replaces excitement. She doesn't know whether to invite me to join them or not. I pull the sleeves of my top down over my hands and shift in my seat. Swimming's one of my favourite things in the world, and I'm good at it. I've swum for the county. But I haven't been in the pool since we got here, and I'm not about to start now.
You guys go ahead,
I shout.
I'll watch.
As holidays go, this is right up there with the time we went to Centre Parks and Danny did a poo in the corner of the ball pit at soft play. Okay, so we were all three at the time. But the memory of the warm squelch as I put my hand in it is indelibly burnt into my brain. The walking tour of the Scottish Isles when we were all 12 was pretty grim too. It never stopped raining, and I slipped and twisted my ankle when we were still an hour away from the car. Almost every year since we were born, there's been an enforced group holiday. And now here we are, in Thailand. A disparate group of teenagers forced to socialise with each other because our parents happened to go to the same antenatal group over 17 years ago. Our friendships have changed over the years. As 5- and 6-year-olds, Honor and I were about as close as two little kids could be. We tried to include Meg in our games, but she was more interested in trying to muscle in on the games Milo, her twin brother, was playing with Jeffers and Danny. As preteens, Meg gravitated back to me and Honor, and there was a distinct girls versus boys dynamic. That all changed when hormones kicked in, and Honor and Danny got together, and me and Milo, well, I'm not sure how to describe that. We danced around each other, I guess. Sometimes I fancied him, and he didn't fancy me. Sometimes it was the other way around. It's not that we've got a thing. It's more of a non-thing. But it's not just friendship. Not like me and Danny or Jeffers. Don't get me wrong, Thailand is amazing. The people are so smiley and friendly. The food is delicious. The streets are buzzing and vibrant, and the scenery is breathtaking. Yes, it's hot and humid, but hello, I'd rather be dripping with sweat over here than dripping with rain in England. No, Thailand's not the problem, nor is the amazing complex we're staying in.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?